Get going then.
Okay,
All
call.
right.
This is
Do you
Dane.
want to cover Dane?
I just say I will. Oh, this is Dane Levitt, and I call the meeting to order, and will now turn to Mike Jensen, who will guide us through the agenda.
Okay. Thanks, Dane. So again, I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and the record, we'd appreciate it. So, Dane, I'm going to start with you again as the chair.
Dane Levitt, Chairman.
Eric Levitt, Vice Chair.
Tyler Romrell, Secretary.
Brett Warby, Treasurer.
Ron Larson, Member.
David Hutchison, the CLA.
That's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. First up, board, is our meeting minutes from our February 4th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Need me to put them up?
I entertain a motion that we approve them as they've been written.
Perfect. Thanks, Eric.
I'll
Second.
second. Tyler.
Okay, I'll give Tyler that one. Ron, it was close, but
Okay.
I'll give it to Tyler. All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, turn the time over to David to go through first quarter financials.
All right, thanks, Michael. So for the Iron Horse Public Infrastructure District, financial statements as of March 31st, 2025. Starting in the balance sheet, in the general fund, in the administrative cost fund 2024, there is $32,534, and there are accounts payable of $12,185. In the debt service fund, bond fund, $13,979, redemption fund, $5, and accounts receivable, $107,779. In the capital projects fund, we have $3 in the cost of issuance fund. Excuse me. Moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. Revenues, we have $344 of interest income. Expenditures, accounting, $200 or $2,823, and legal of $2,526. We have other financing sources consisting of developer advance of $6,790, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $20,350. Moving on to the debt service fund, we have interest income for revenues of $43 and assessment revenues of $107,779. And expenditures, we have bond interest payment of $94,779. And this gives us an ending fund balance of 121,600, or excuse me, $763. And moving on to the capital projects fund, we have had interest income of $3, and that gives us an ending fund balance of the $3. So with that, let me open up to any questions or things you'd like to look at a little more in depth.
As we make sales of lots, Brett, this may be for you, and we typically in our thinking we are allocating $10,000 per lot to go towards debt amortization. I think we make an entry on development team's books reflecting that liability, but nothing shows on this until we make the payment at the end of the year or the end of the period. Is that the way that works,
Yeah,
Brett?
that's a development team choice there. They only require the interest payment for the first 3 quarters and then the interest and principal at the end. Nothing's recorded on the PID to
And so on the PID books, you're through a quarter, and in most situations, you expect to see a quarter of the income or the quarter of the expense. But that's not the case here because most of it occurs in the last of the year. Am I understanding that right?
So on the government-wide financial statements that we're doing here, it's a modified accrual basis. So it's when the actual payments occur, it's happening there. But then when we do the accrual basis financial statements at the end of the year for reporting, then we will accrue, or we'll go back and we'll accrue interest based on the full year of what should have been expended for that year. But yeah, for these reports or these financial statements that we're looking at, it's more of like a that cash basis that
Okay.
when that cash actually goes out. So
Sorry, can you?
we would see the payments March 1st. So June 1st, we'll see another payment, September 1st, and then December 1st. So
So, Brett, are you feeling comfortable with everything you're seeing on that end?
yes, so the $10,000 is a development team entry, not the PID. The PID wouldn't recognize those $10,000 allocation per lot. So yes, this is correct. I don't have any issues. Sorry, we're having, I guess, an internet issue over here. Tyler and I keep getting kicked off, so.
Yeah, mine did too.
Well, it could be Christy just thinking which one of you she wants to kick off every once in a while. So
Yeah,
you
she's
never
kicking all
know.
three of us off. So,
Well, that would be a problem because we need a quorum still. So, all right,
Mike,
if
do you need a
go
motion?
ahead, Dan.
Do you need a
Yeah, we need a
motion
motion to accept them.
that we accept? I move we accept the March 31 statements as presented.
Thanks, Dan.
I'll
I'll
second it.
second.
Thanks. We'll
I
give it to Ron this time. Ron
won.
got
Give
it.
it to
I
Ron.
like it.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, you guys have anything for us? Anything we need to work on?
Well, this is well, we I know that the holder of the bonds is changing. I know that got executed, Tyler. I mean, where are we on that process?
That was my item as well.
Yes,
And
those
where we are
documents.
is, as I understand, is we've done everything that we can. We're waiting for the trustee and for Matt, I believe, to get the documents done so that
Okay.
we can begin getting in municipal bond interest as individuals instead of LGE.
And then, so there's going to be a obviously a pricing based on the day they transition because of accrued but unpaid interest that because
Yes.
it's paid at the quarter end. And will they I guess that'll be contemplated. There'll be a closing date. Accrued but unpaid will be determined, and then whatever.
I don't understand. We've been seeking this since January, and Jim has been, on top of it, at least I believe. And the holdup seems to be
Yes.
somewhere in the trustee that needs to do some approving, and Matt preparing
Yeah,
documents.
both the current bondholder and the replacement bondholders are anxious to get that done.
Okay. Tyler, do you know exactly where everything's at? I mean, I'm going to call Matt as soon as the meeting's done, but
Yeah,
tell me.
all the documents were mailed to Saul. I know that he's received them. And I don't know what the holdup is on the next step. I think Jim maybe had mentioned that Saul was waiting for like a stock register to get submitted to him by
I think
Matt.
maybe the printed bond form, perhaps.
Okay.
So just so you guys know, UMB had a transition. There was an issue with another district that happened. So all of the people in Utah got switched out. And so Saul is based out of Texas. So they have a new group that is dealing with Utah. So that might have been the hang up, is that transition that happened inside of UMB, the trustee. So let me get with Matt. Matt will coordinate with Tyler for sure. Sounds like the issue is over at UMB. So I'll have Matt give a call over to them and let's find out what's going on with them. But just so you guys know, they did have that issue internally.
We have a good relationship with the parallel trustee people at Zions Bank. They do a number of things for us tied to DOLF and municipal bonds we have there. And so we've been quite unaccustomed to not being able to get transactions timely done when they involve as much money and also just personal interest. And so the question is, should we be looking to trade trust to change trustees so that we don't have this problem in the future? Or do you anticipate that this is a one-off problem?
Well, I would say
the
the
core question
latter.
is it the core question though, is it how difficult is it to change trustees? Because all else equal, that we have that trust level with them.
With Zion.
Yeah, I get it. And if I'm in your position, I would want to look at the change as well. I will say this. In my what I've seen over the years, this is a one-off for UMB. Prior, when we had Josh, everything worked great. It was usually done within a day, 2 days max of getting everything done. So I would hope it gets back to where it was. But if you guys are comfortable with Zions, then we can go through the process. I'm not sure exactly the time that it would take. One of the districts is going through that process right now, to change. They were as frustrated as you guys, so they did make the change. Let me find out from Matt how long it's been going on with them and the timing, to let you guys know. But if you want, if you direct us, I'll start looking at the process to make the change. But then for sure, the top priority will be what
Well,
we've been talking
yeah,
about
I think
ultimately.
we get this transaction done rather than muddy the water, and then but let's do find out
Okay.
what the process is, the time, cost, et cetera, so that the next meeting we can, but the priority is let's get this, yeah, let's hope it's a one-off, but they'll prove to it's a one-off based upon how quickly they can repair what's been done.
All right, I have my marching orders.
Okay.
Okay.
We appreciate the order that you help us stay in, and so this isn't we went with them as trustee at the recommendation of our good friend whose name I'm not thinking of right now.
Yeah, the folks over at DA Davidson.
Yes,
yeah, Sam.
Sam Elder.
Yeah. I think they've been way disappointed as well. I mean, it caught all of us off guard. I'll just tell you, they had an issue with a wire and it got hacked. And so, yeah, it became a big deal. And so the people that were involved in the wire obviously were terminated, and they just have been kind of
Yeah,
shuffling people around ever
there's a big
since.
outbox that's not going down.
Yep. So that's been the issue. The guys in Texas tried to take on as much as they could, but I think they were overwhelmed. And so they have the new team now that we're dealing with in Utah. And David, you can probably weigh in on this too. My experience is they're trying to catch up. They're trying to do their best. It's probably a day or two longer than what we're used to, but I think as they come online, they'll get back to where it was with Josh. So, David, you have anything you want to add?
No, I've been working a little bit with John Kim. I think he's our new account rep for the majority of these accounts, and so far he's been good to work with. And I think yeah, he's playing catch up, trying to get everything back to where it should be, which has been challenging for them. But so far, I mean, at least he's been good. He's been responsive, and things are at least moving in the right direction right now.
It's a little worrisome. This is the first we've heard of that. It's a little worrisome that there wasn't at least some reaching out saying, please be patient with us. We're having a time of transition. So I find it a helpful explanation, but not comforting given the
Yeah,
problem of communication.
I feel the same way. And unless the process is onerous, both in terms of time and cost, I would say let's move to Zions, but let's first get this done so that we're not.
I agree. That's a good plan.
Yeah.
All right. So I will report back when I hear from Matt and to have him get in contact with whoever he was dealing with over at Zions. Tyler, he might reach out to you as well. So,
Okay, sounds good.
okay. All right. If that's everything, take a motion to adjourn. Want to give a special shout out to Eric for joining us today. So,
Yep.
thanks for the stories, too.
If I can grace you with my presence, I'll try to make it worth your while. So I'll
I
be
want
better.
to.
It just happened to catch me times when I'm not around, so.
I just want. I'll just mention while we're still on the record that I appreciated Eric's statement about how much younger he is than me, but I happen to be
Now,
one.
maybe the third much was just a little bit overkill. Much, much, much younger.
I was on a outing down in Virgin Valley, showing the Sons of Utah Pioneers the park that Dad's done down there. And with us were a couple of your ward members named the Potters, who were great
Oh
pedagogues.
yeah, Norm and Sarah, yeah.
And they asked me, how much younger are you than Eric? And I
Nice.
Oh man, yeah, that's just not cool.
They didn't seem like
Yeah,
they didn't seem like the flattering t you know the flatterer
they
type.
were not. Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of Sons of Utah Pioneers, I run the numbers, and I'm a member, and I keep paying $60 instead of the 600 lifetime, and I've missed out. I mean, I think you look at the actuarial arbitrage that comes with that.
I've been a life member for 20 years now, and I've
Yeah,
been through three
you've been
meetings.
way ahead of me. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen, lady, thanks.
I need a motion
Need a
to
motion.
adjourn.
Oh, I'll make the motion. Yeah.
I'll second
All
it.
right. All right. I'll give it to Eric this time, Dane, so it shows that he participated and actually was
I was here. Yeah.
listening and
Yeah,
doing everything.
the stories about Matt and Dane's age were not in the part of the record, so.
We'll have to convince Christy to take them out. So,
Okay.
all
Yeah.
right, we have a
All right.
motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Hey, thanks,
Thanks,
guys. Good to
guys.
see
Yeah,
you.
Matt.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.